carcass, that's not good. Here's a shayla nigmar, what if I take a knife that was once detached? If you have tovus, but it's a soap kid, I have a knife that was once detached, and now I, let's say, I attach it on to a pole in the middle of the street, and I shaft with that. So is that the tovus of the soap kid? Is that called the tovus, or is that called mechubah? That's a shayla nigmar, it's shayla stakalot. But the thing is that mechubah is no good. So the Shulchan Aruch gives you an example of mechubah. The Torah, the Shulchan Aruch gives you an example. The Mishnah gives an example of mechubah, not only if it's mechubah the karka, if you shech with a tziporet, if you shech with a nail, a fingernail of a body, is also no good. So the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch give you the following mashal, that it's a tziporet of an animal. That the animal has a big toenail that you can shech in the stomach chickens with. Stomach's hard to shech, the cow's neck with it. So I mean, chickens are easier to shech. Shech with chickens with a toenail of an animal. So that's absurd, that's called mechubah. Rabbi Kibega has a kasher on Yeridaya. Why is the toenail of the animal that's attached to, they have a big horse, a dead horse, a live horse, a dead horse doesn't have, and the horse has a big toenail, so I use that toenail to shech my chicken. So yes, why is that mechubah? That's not mechubah the karka, the whole horse is toenail. What's this? Maybe the din of, yes, maybe the din of tziporin is no good. The Mishnah says tziporin is no good to shoot because it's mechubah. Then maybe that means tziporin of a human being, because avadim hukshel karkot. But then it's mechubah the karka. I bought it to Machlekes Rashi and Tesis, but we just learned the other day. The Kivega Makshe ala Tur ala Yerodei. It says in Tur Yerodei that if the Tzitzorin is Mechubel of Behemah, it's not good for Mechubel. It says in Shulchan Aruch like this, I cut off the leg of the horse, and then I hold, instead of ripping off the nail, I rip off the whole leg, and I hold on to the leg in order to shatter the Tzitzorin. That says in Shulchan Aruch, that's okay. The leg of the horse is like the handle to the stock, unless they have a knife. And the blade of the knife is attached to a handle of wood, and I hold on to the wooden handle. So that's good. You don't say mechuber. The metal of the knife, the blade of the knife is attached to the wood, is mechuber. That's not mechuber, that's a handle. So here it says in Shulchan Aruch also, if I cut off so much of the animal, I just have a leg to make it easier for me to hold on to the toenail. So I hold on to the toenail by holding on to the whole leg. It says in Shulchan Aruch, that's okay. She tells the share of the hachzidah, that's fine. But it's not only the leg, the whole animal is all attached. So not only do you have a handle for the blade, you have the whole thing, then it's no good because it's mechuber. So the Kibbeke says, so what, mechuber? But it's mechuber to tolush. That's not mechuber. Mechuber means mechuber to karka. I, but the Mishnah says, the Ferish, if you shef with a tziporin, chitosin aveila, says it's no good. So he says, maybe that's only when you shef with a tziporin of a human being. If it's attached to a person, let's say the moil. The moil always walks around with a sharp fingernail. The coin doesn't leak it. He has a sharp fingernail. So the sharp fingernail, that's mechubah to the person, and avadim hukshel lekarkos. But that's mechubah the karkos, so you can't shech with the nail that's attached to a person. I got it in Machlekes Rashi in Taisus. We just had it the other day. I'm Zainam and Aleph. The top Taisus has a Machlekes with Rashi. Taisus' opinion is that only Abitnani hukshel lekarkos. But the Mechar loy hukshel lekarkos. Rashi disagrees and says all bnei adam hukshel lekarkos. The Ran has a compromise sheet that Abitnani that Rivi is hukshel lekarkos, Mechar is not hukshel lekarkos. Three different sheets. Exactly who is Hukish Lakar? Taisus says only Abitnani, and the Ram says Abitnani and Abitnani, and Rashi says even Bnei Korin. So Shailan, the Rambam. So he asks himself, how can Rabbi Kivega says, how can I suggest such a pshat against the Torah? That the Torah is only no good because it's Tziporin of Adam, because it's Hukish Lakar, because Bnei Adam Hukish Lakar Korin. But that's only Nich if you all like Rashi. But if you all like Taisus, that Bnei Adam are not Hukish Lakar Korin, only Abitnani is Hukish Lakar Korin. So the Mishnah doesn't say Tziporin shel Abitnani, it says Tziporin. So why should even a Tziporin of an Adam be possible? Tziporin of a Ben Chorin should be good. That's Mechubah L'Tolos, not Mechubah L'Karka. He says that he can swallow already. Abitnani is Hukish L'Karka. So the Kivega Reyes, according to Tezus, that only Abitnani is Hukish L'Karka. So what are you going to do? You're going to limit the Mishnah Davke to Tziporin of Mechubah L'Abitnani? That's not the Mashma. It's Mashma even Tziporin of a Ben Chorin. Why is Abitnani shechting? A Ben Chorin is shechting with his fingernail. So he says, that he can swallow already, that he can take. He can say like this, that Minat Torah, Rabbi Kivega suggests, maybe Minat Torah, the din of a tziporin is possible shlita only if it's a tziporin of a Abitnani. Because Abitnani is Hukish L'Karka. So the tziporin is Mechubah L'Karka. But if it's a tziporin of a Ben Chorin, if I shaft with my nail, maybe it's a shlita that's shere Minat Torah. Maybe the Hoksul is in the Rabbanah, they made it there, Bnei Chorin, not to Avodim Knayim. But he says, how did the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch know to go so far that even a tziporin of a behemoth? Tziporin mechubah lebehemah is also possible shlita, but the behemah did not shayach to make a gzeirah d'rabbanan. A behemah ato lebehemah, what's the connection? Ben Chorin also Rebbe Tanai, he may have a taste of Rebbe Tanai. But if Ben also Rebbe Tanai, he has to be. So he blagged by Kasha. Yes, how did the two in the Shulchan Aruch know that Tzipporin HaMechub and the Guf HaMehemer, the whole behemer, if it's broken off, it's only attached to the leg, then it's a Shulchan Aruch, it is good. The leg is like the handle of the blade. But if it's attached to the whole big animal, it says that it's talking to the Mechubber, why is it Mechubber? It's Tavush. Mechubber, it's not Mechubber the character, it's Mechubber the Tavush. Mechubber the Tavush is the Tavush. That's Rebbe Kedegi's Kasha. Yos Sameach and Hilchot Gittin and Hilchot Gerushin on the Rambam talks about the Yos Sameach Kasha. So he says, I'll ask you another Kasha. The din is that Hakotah of the Shabbos is violating the Malacha of Kotah. What if you give Yavik Nani a haircut? They say that that's Kotah. Because Havan Hukshu the Karkot. Hukshu the Karkot. They cut off, it's like mowing the lawn. So if you cut off the hair of the Ben Chayrin, according to Taisis, it's only Gozei, it's not Kotah. You give the Yavik Nani a haircut, not only is that goze, because he's cutting off the hair with the nails, it's also curses. He says, it's not so. I'll be passing it. Maybe it is. But he says he doesn't think that it's so. So it's not kosher. So why is it not kosher? So he says, the answer is, it's aloha, but I bought a book, so it means that it never has a din karka, but it never is not in kosher. It's two different things. In order to violate kosher, you have to be kosher not from a karka. You have to be kosher from daba hamachuba the karka. You have to be kosher something, nechibura la karka. So I bought him a death book shall account for it. But they don't have a din mechubur. So he says, so that the Kibbeh's Ein Fall is wrong also. The halacha is not that you can't check with karka, you can only check with metalfin. Then you can't check with mechubur. But yikach is hamachelis, which says, no, you have to have a yikach, you have to have a kicha. And there's no kicha on a dava mechubur la karka. But if it's only a hefza, a shame karka, and Ebed has a shame karka, so how can you say that the tiporin of Ebed is no good as mechubur la karka? It's not mechubur la karka. It's a shame karka, but it's not called mechubur. So Rebbe Kedegi's kasha shver on every tzipporin. Not only on tzipporin of a behemoth should be good, tzipporin of an Eved Tzani should also be good. The Eved Tzani just has a shame karka, it's not mechubur. Elamai is lach lemeimar. You have to give a teretz, just like you just said, there were two different dinim. There's one din of shame karka, there's one din of mechubur. And an Eved only has a din of shame karka, he doesn't have a din of mechubur the karka, and that's why on Shabbos there's no melachas ketzireh. If you give the Eved a haircut, there's only melachas gozes. So just like you have to say the two distinct things, you have to say over here, there's a third, a different halacha, that the shechita has to be done, the togush, the knife shouldn't be attached to anything. If I have a blade that's attached to a handle, then what's part of the knife? If I have a fingernail that's attached to the leg serves as the handle for the knife. The fingernail, or the toenail, whatever, it serves as the blade. And the rest of the leg, if it's not too big, serves as the handle. But if the nail is attached to the whole animal, so the knife is attached to something other than a knife. That's a psul. Vayikach ha-samachelos means you have to hold on to the knife, that the knife should not be attached to anything else. Not that mechubur, the karka is no good. It's not that mechubur is no good. It's halacha. If the knife is attached to anything in addition to the knife, it's already no good. It's a different din. It has nothing to do with mechubur, the karka. It has to do with shen karka. That's how the Yom Sameach for him, because he's a very good karka. Why not? Because we answer the Torah. But the Kibbeyer thought that the din is mechubur l'karka is no good. So yes, how does the Shulchan Aruch come off? How does the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch say that the tzipporin that's attached to the animal is no good?
Doesn't give a character, doesn't say why
it's possible to be possible. Because mechubur. Because the Gemara says mechubur is no good, so the tzipporin is mechubur. So the Kibbeyer on Yeridei, on the bottom of the page of Yeridei is, what's mechubur? Mechubur to an animal. An animal is not karka. An animal is tolush. The only time you can call it tzipporin mechubur is the turn of an adam, a tzipporin of an Eved Kenani, and an Eved Kenani is mukus l'karka.
But how can you have it on the Hebrew karka? It's something like that. The Rambam is saying that
the halacha is mechubur. The Rambam answers. The Rambam answers. Fusion answer. What do you think? The Rambam answers that they made a mistake. It's not a bit of mechubur l'karka. The knife can't be mechubur to anything. If it's laid in mechubur to the handle, well, part of the knife, you need a handle and a blade to be able to hold it. That we understand, that we allow. But if the knife is mechubit to anything other than its own blood, other than its own handle, so the knife is mechubit to something else, is it not good?
Well, can we want to say this? Let's say, if I use a chicken head, it's totally healthy to cut. So instead of cutting off this thing, why can't you say the whole chicken is the handle? And you're cutting with the chicken is the mechubit to the knife. It depends how big the chicken is. If the chicken is very big, so by holding onto the chicken, that doesn't make it easier for me to chef with the nail.
But if it's a small animal, and by holding on to the chicken,
it has to be cut off.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. So let's say it does, the whole animal is going to go over to the knife.
It depends whether it helps you.
Yeah, it does help.
Holding on to the cat, does that help you hold on to the nail?
Let's say
it doesn't help.
The cat's leg is so small that it would hurt the sheep.
Okay.
The sheep would be better if you had a whole cat to go.
Okay, so then the whole cat is supposed to handle it?
Sure. I missed again.
Not again. No, the Shemar says that. But it's Mahuba. No, it says it's only Mahuba is only possible if the part of the animal that is Mahuba to does not help you hold on to the nail. Then the Gemara's Zvachim learned that another din from the word Machelet. This is already swear. Because it says Vayikach from Machelet. Machelet means a kli. So we derive from this pasuk that when Yeshech Korbanis, he was treating his son as a Korban Olam. Alei Liyor Tachas Benoi. It says Alei Yisham Liyor Lachar Ha'orim. So he was treating his son as a Korban Olam. He was going to Shech the Korban. So from this word Machelet, we derive a din that the Shechitas Kotshim he needed a kli. If it not only does it have to be tolish, by metalton it doesn't have to be a kli, it has to be tolish. So the Gemara gives an example. What if I have a sharp piece of metal? I have a sharp blade of grass, the Gemara says. I have a sharp, very sharp blade of grass that can cut the neck of a chicken, so I can shaft with that blade of grass. Blade of grass is not a kli. I have a sharp piece of wood. A piece of wood is not made in the shape of a kli. It's not made in the shape of a knife, but it's still good for shechitas chulin. For shechitas chulin, you just need that the thing that you're shafting with, the implement that you shaft with, should be tallish, but there's no din that it has to be a kli. But by shechitas kotshim, we learn up in the word machelet that not only should it be tallish, it has to be a kli also. That's how the Gemara says as well. Regarding this din, there's a big machlokes in Rishonim. What does that mean? The first tesis in Perakei Zel Mekayman has a machlokes between the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the other Balei HaTesis. Does the stakim with which you shecht the karbonah, does it have to be a kli shari? It doesn't have to be a kli shari. So one opinion in Rishonim is has to be a kli shari, because the Gemara says in Menachos Avayin Ches, the stakim the kaddish, when you shecht the karbonah, the stakim is the kaddish the dam. The stakim and daz the dam ha-shechita, the dam ha-behema, with a Tosefes Kedusha. How can the stakim be mekadosh? The Gemara gives a marshal. Stakim is mekadosh Adam, just like a klisharis is mekadosh a korban mincha, or yayin on the stakim that's placed inside of it. But over here it's different, that the stakim is mekadosh even though the dam doesn't go into the stakim. The stakim is just used to shef the ben. The stakim is mekadosh in the same way, along the same line, that a klisharis is mekadosh. It sounds to the Gemara a little bit, that the stakim has to be a klisharis, but one opinion is this. The other opinion says no. But since the Mishnah says in Ezel Mekayman, Shchitas Matzafon, Mekibol Damon, Mekisharis Matzafon. So why doesn't it say Shchitas Mekisharis Matzafon, Mekibol Damon, Mekisharis Matzafon? It just says Shchitas Matzafon, Mekibol Damon, Mekisharis Matzafon. So from the inference of the Mishnah we can derive that only Kabbalah Saddam requires a Klisharis, but the Shchita doesn't need a Klisharis. Didn't it need a Kli? It doesn't need a Klisharis. I had a big mark that stuck in the Kaddish. So say it doesn't mean stock in the Kaddish, it means Avodah Tashchit is Mekaddish. When you do the first Avodah to the carbon, that gives it a Tosefes Kedusha to the dam. It's not because the stocking is the Klisharis, and the Klisharis is Mekaddish. The Gemara gave a mashal to Klisharis being Mekaddish, it's a mashal, but it doesn't mean that the stocking is a Klisharis. And the Rambam, those are the two opinions in Tosefes, whether you should hold like the deal from the Mishnah and the Zel Mekayman, that the stocking doesn't Shchitas Matzav and not a Klisharis at all, that has to be a Kli. So it doesn't have to be for a shavuot. So no, the Yikir is the Gemara in Menachos Avayin Ches. It's stacking the Kaddish. It should be taken literally, not that the Shechita is the Kaddish. It's stacking. It's stacking has to be a Klisharis. The Rambam has Gora different sheets. The Rambam holds Lichat Chila. It has to be a Klisharis. And b'di'evet, it's not even ma'ake b'di'evet if it's not even a kli. As long as it's tolet. If you shech the mechuber, then it's not good the chulin, it's not good the kotshin. But if you shech the dobra tolush, so the chulin is good enough. And by kotshin, b'chatchila you have to have dafka kli. Dafka kli shoris. And b'di'evet is good even if it's not a kli shoris, even if it's not a kli at all. As long as it's tolet. How does the Rambam have to get to such a compromise? B'chatchila you need this and b'di'evet that. And some of the pshat is because in kotchim we have a klal that you need shina lo hakotchim liyakev. Whenever we talk about something regarding hakrovet korbanos, the Gemara says if it only says it once, so it's only v'hatchil, it's not liyakev liyevet. If the Torah repeats the din, then you know that it's even liyakev liyevet. So here the Gemara only has one pasuk, the pasuk from the parshas Rakev. It says it one place in the whole Talmud that you need that sakev. But this is only written once, it's not shina lo hakotchim liyakev, so it's only v'hatchil. But the liyevet, you don't. You need an equally sure. It's not. You need even a clue. As long as it's tallish, the Rambam holds it would be good enough. Those are the three sheets. What's difficult is what Tosfos asks in Chulin. Tosfos speaks Akasha. Over here, the story was that this was a korban. Avraham Avinu was treating his son as a korban oilah. He was going to shech his son. So we learn out two dinim from the pasuk. Vayikach has a machalas lishchat zbanah. So vayikach is darshan. That you need tolush, you need for shchitas chulin. And machelas idarsh, and you need dafke kli for shchitas kotshim. So if you're learning out that this is kotshim and this needs shchitas kli for kotshim, how can you learn anything from here for chulin? Maybe the tolush is also only for kotshim. Maybe chulin is green and shakla hatzilu with machuber. And if you are learning out already, so learn out that you need machelas, but you need a kli for chulin as well. Tyson has a hard time answering that kash. I don't remember what the answer was. The kash is a better kash than the tefl. Kash is a very good kash. So then I have two dinim for one pasuk. One din is limited to kotshim because he thought that he was treating his son as a shchitas kotshim. The other din applies to all shchitas chul.
Didn't you say that a kli is something that's not mechubar? The machelas is possible that that's mechubar, and it's like the story we had by Yosef.
Machelas is
by definition
not mechubar. Not mechubar.
A kli is not mechubar, and so it's like what we had by the Yosef Pina and Kasha. So why do you need if we learn machelas for?
Please. So what is Vayikach?
So Vayikach, so it has to be
That could be. Could be that that's what they're saying. Could be that that's what they're saying.
What is
the Tosfos has two sheets. The first Tosfos and his other friend. When the Gemara says you need Klish, when the Gemara says you need Klish, the Shita Kachin, does that mean Klisharis or plain Klish?
Mm-hmm.
And the Raman says, well, Hatzili need Klisharis. And the Yevid, not only is Klisharis not Miyakid, even Klish is not Miyakid. Just Tosfos is not. But the kli that it should have a tzuras hakli is not miyakh.
What does it mean
a kli? No, should be made in a tzura of a kli. A knife doesn't have to have a base kibul. A knife doesn't have a knife. A knife is a kli and there's no base kibul. Should be mesuka makah. It should be constructed in such a way that it should be lasting. It should be able to reuse it. Like on Shabbos, whatever is not a kli, whatever is not oichel, whatever is not odem kelim, machol mashkin is muktzah. Even though you can use it, even though you can use it, but whatever is a kli is not muktzah.
It should also be that the chumer should also only be a dinas that's not
ma'akev. That the Gemara says chumer is ma'akev even chulin, and chulin the pashta says you don't need shina levakos v'yak. Whatever you need lahatchilas, you need b'di'evit as well. But by kotshim, you have this klal that you need shina lakas liyam. Okay, I have a list over here from students. Is this
That's just a fact.
Tells us that when Avraham Avinu went to the Akedah, he took two avodim with him. He's taking a hamor with him, his son Yitzchak. Ayom Hashvi'i Shel Yitzchak Avraham Aseinu Vayaref Hamakom Merachov. He saw the spot. How did he know that's the spot? The Medrash says that he saw a phenomenon kosher al ahor. He saw something special over there. And he asked the avodim, the two Norim, whether they see anything special. He said, no, not my bomb. The Medrash continues. That's why he says, Shulah Chantoy Mahamor. Just like the hamor doesn't see anything special about the looking at so true, they should say it also. So the Gemara says, does it have any halakhic connotation? The Gemara says, yes, but just like the Hamor, Avraham Avinu tells them that you like the Hamor, you should say you don't have any hasadis and ruchnias. So the Gemara says it didn't, Shulach and Poyma Hamor, just like a Hamor has no yachas, Hamor doesn't get married, he can't have a relationship of Ishri Yishtai, no Shisha Kibisha, even with the Hamor. And a Hamor doesn't have yachas to his children, to his slaves. So to an Eretz Tnaini, so the Gemara understands that the two Niorim, the two Avodim, were Eretz Avodim Tnaini. Kashak Rashi writes that one was Eliezer and one was Shmuel. Since he's Shmuel, so how was that an Eretz Tnaini? That was his son. Some of the Gemara holds not so. It wasn't Shmuel. So the Gemara holds it wasn't Shmuel. The Gemara learned that it didn't from him. Shuruch and Paima Hamor, that he can't pass them to the Hamor. So he told them that we learn out the halacha the way the Torah writes it. Shulach and Paima Hamor, we learn out that they have the same thing as Hamor. Just like a Hamor is Ein Lo Yachas, so too the Eretz Tnaini is Ein Lo Yachas. The Gemara says this with respect to two dinim. One din the Gemara has in the end of Kiddushin, the Eretz Tnaini Kiddushin, that if an Eretz Tnaini is Mekadosh in Yisraelis, or if a Yisrael is Mekadosh in Shivcha Tnaini, same din, that there's no Tzitzis Kiddushin. Or if an Eretz Tnaini is Mekadosh Shivcha Tnaini, you can't have Tzitzis Kiddushin with an Eretz Tnaini, because Eretz Tnaini ain't lo yachas, just like a Hamor is ain't lo yachas. And the Gemara has another din, that Eretz Tnaini ain't lo yachas, that the children of the Eretz Tnaini are not mityachas after the father. And yet, to what? So the Gemara says, going to get the period of Rizmi. The Gemara says, in Havog Yilim Tor, that if Nachri, a Goy was married and had children, or he wasn't married and had children, a Goy had children before, he was Mugayer, and then he converts. And now that he's a diastetic, he's a priest to fulfill all the Tariyah Mitzvahs. One of the Mitzvahs is he has to have a son and a daughter. He had children when he was a Goy. He had a son and a daughter when he was a Goy. But he didn't have any children now. So the Gemara says, the Machlekes of Yehoshua Shlokish. Shlokish says, Gershon has got to put in Shanela Dome, so he's not related to the children that he had previously. So he doesn't fulfill the necessary religion, so he has another son and a daughter after being his guy. And we pass like Rabbi Yechanan that for some reason or another you don't apply to cut Mishanah Dome to this instance, and the Goyshan is Gayer, the Hayal Abbanim, Din Achriyuso, does fulfill the necessary religion. It's a detailed question, a major detailed question, but it's more mean only if the children converted as well, or even if the children remain Goy. The Rambam writes, the Nizgayer Abban Arimah. And the Magen Mishnah learns Pshat and the Rambam that it's a double portion. How is it going to be able to period with the Goyish children? It's obvious that that's the Pshat in the Gemara, that you converted and his children converted, and then he fulfills the mitzvah period. There's only Goyen, and the Bira Agron Eben Ezer learns Pshat in the Rambam, Kum Saker from the Magen Mishnah. That's what the Rambam means, the Afkin is Gair Abban Arimah. He says, if Lo Nizgayer Habonim, then Abad Rabbi Yechon says that he's going to period with you. But even if there's Gaia Rabbanim Imo, so there's a double Gershon is Gaia. The father converted, the son converted, the daughter converted, everybody converted. So you might say it's a double cut in Shanel Adomi. So even then he fulfills Pirib Rizim. But if the children were in his Gairo, then certainly Rabbi Yechon would say that he does fulfill the mitzvah of Pirib Rizim. It's a detailed question. That he would fulfill. That's how it's on the ground. The Magen Mishnah says you only fulfill Pirib Rizim if your children are Jewish. If you have Jewish children, you don't fulfill Pirib Rizim. Let's say if I'm Boala Anachris, I'm Boala Akusis, I'm Boala Shivkotanis, and have children, then it's a Gemara that I don't fulfill the Rebbe. That's partially why. Because the children are not Mitziachas Akhrai. Because I'm Jewish, my children are Avodim, and the children are Goyim, and there's no Kurma between the Jew and the Goyim. That's partially that there's no period of Rebbe. But here the Shaila is like this. When I was a Goy and I had children, so my children were Mitziachas Akhrai. The Mother just learns out of this passage that Rebbe's 9 ain't no Yachas, but Goyim have Yachas. It's not supposed to passage, it says, the Lodan, then the Lodan, then the Lodan. It's supposed to be one of the kings of Ashur who waged war against the Yisus. So the one who was supposed to pass it in Malachim, He gives his whole yichud. Koni ben koni ben koni. That's called yachas. He's mityachas after Rami. That's a yichud. So the Gemara says, by going where there was yachas, even though later on his father converted, he still fulfills the mitzvah of Pinnah Rizvi because he was related to his children. I was not cutting shenela dami. That's what his father told. Now it's cutting shenela dami. So it's like mesu habani. It's like one had children and they died. But now he's no longer related to them. And Rabbi Yechanan says, no, Mesa Abanim only applies if they didn't die. But if one time he was, the children were Mesiyahatan. And now the children didn't die, but just Al-Pidin and Safri captain, they were no longer Mesiyahatan, they're not related because he's Jewish and they're Goyim. But even if they converted also, everybody's Jewish, but they're still not Mesiyahatan because it's not Mishanel Adami. We pass from like Rabbi Yechanan that you do fulfill the Mishanel Adami, etc. So the Rambam says, in his Gai Rabbanavim, there is a machlek, is the Magid Mishnah, and the Vilna Goyim, what pshat in the Rambam is. The Magid Mishnah says pshat in the Rambam, that the only time Rabbi Yechanan says that you fulfill the mitzvah of Pirei Gerivya is if the bonim were Nizgayu, if the bonim remain Goyim. How can one say that you fulfill the mitzvah of Pirei Gerivya by having Goyish children? How can it be Pirei Gerivya by Goyish children? And the Vilna Goyim says no, that the Rambam meant to say a Rebu says that even if Nizgayu Rabbanim, you also fulfill the mitzvah. But if one is Gairu, then Avada you're to the mitzvah period. Yeah, if it's Gairu, then it's a double for Kotnish and Elagon. I'm not related to them and they're not related to me. Each one is Mitzvah. You like the Magadish the better?
I don't
tell the Gros thing
at all.
The Gros says that the Rambam is saying a Chiddush, that even if it's Gairu Abani Nemo, Rabbi Yechon would still say in that case he yates the period. But if it's Gairu, there's much broader to say. Gemara doesn't say it's Gairu. Gemara just says, I love one of the Nachayusas in his Gaia when his father converted. So if you have an intention, you can still see what it is. And Mark doesn't let the children converted as well.
No, so that's the thing that regardless of his status, he goes spirit with you. So it's not even told him what the children are. It's told him, in fact, he has children, he goes spirit with
you. That's the part of Shatner Gemara. So what is the, how does the Ram come up to say with his Gaia? So the Zulma Gaia says, Shatner Ramam, a female is Gaia Rabbana. If the children remain Goyim, so there's only one Geirus to break the relationship between the father and his children, the father's Geirus. But then that's what Rabbi Yechanan says, the Yosef Pirei Gerivya. And the Rambam has a negative finish. Even if there's Gai Rabbanim, so they both converted, and there's a double confession of the Dhamme, so Rabbi Yechanan would still say in that case that the Yosef Pirei Gerivya. The Magid Mishnah learns in the Rambam, no, that the Rambam means to limit the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan. That the Rambam holds that you're only Yosef Pirei Gerivya if your children are Jewish. But if the children are Goyim, you're not Yosef Pirei Gerivya. If the father had in the first place a Jewish man, gives birth to non-Jewish children because he lives with a shiksa, lives with a shiphak nine. Is that the Gemara says he's not yet superior to him? But you don't have to say the reason of the Magid Mishnah that he's not yet because the children are going. You say this for the reason of the Gemara is because the bottom are not mityachas achrov. The children are avodim and the children are nochrim. So there's no yichas between a nochri and a yisrael. But the shaila here is that when he was a nochri, he was mityachas with his children. There was yichas. Only by other kmeini there's no yachas, but by nochrim there is yachas to other nochrim. So here's the shaila, the children were nachrim, and they're still nachrim, are you yet in the mitzvah of Pirei Gerivya? That's machlokes, the Roman Goyim and the Magid Mishnah, what did the Rambam mean? Magid Mishnah holds no, there's no, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of Pirei Gerivya if the children remain Goyim. No, just said Magid Mishnah makes benefit.
No, okay, but the Roman
Goyim has like, I thought Magid Mishnah makes benefit.
I mean, he does, but...
Okay, that's 2-1, the Roman Goyim does not. Do you against the Roman Goyim? By having Goyish children, by retaining Goyish children. Meita Yachas, Rabbi Yechanan says, why are you to Pirei Gerivya? They're alive, and it used to be a Yachas. So even though Meita Yachas, I'm no longer with Yachas with them, I am Yaita Pirei Gerivya. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan. So the Gemara says there, that when is there a Adkam Lepligia Lo Ba'akum, by Nachrish and his Gayer? And then we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, the Hagel Abanim, and Nachrish and his Gayer, and yet the period of Rebbe without children. Either this guy Rabbanim, or any guy, or whatever the Pshat, the Magamishnah, with the Nagon, and the Rambam, whatever it is. But what if somebody was an Eved Knaini, and he's living with a Shivka Knainis, and they had a lot of strife, they're living without strife, and have a lot of strife today. And then he converts. What's his name? Sammy Davis. And then he can learn. So the Shaila was the Yotze Piri Rivi with the Avodim that he had before, with the Avodim that he had before. But the Gemara says, for sure not. Why? Because since we learn out from the Pasuk, Shvul Lachan Parim HaChamor, Amadim HaChamor, that Eved Eimo Yachas, that he never had a Yachas with the children. Even in the beginning, he was never Misyachas with the children. But then you can say later when he converts, when he becomes in Shvul Lachan, that he's Yotze Piri Rivi with those children. That's how the Gemara says. So these are the two Gemaras where the Gemara quotes this Pasuk. Amadayim alachamor. The one is in the last Torah contribution that an Eved Knaini or a Shivcha Knaini cannot have Tzitzis Kiddushin because they know Yachas. And the other Gemara is in Yivamis, in Perot HaBal Yivim, that there's no Yachas to children. The bottom are not Mishachas after the father. Some suggest there's a third area also, although the Gemara doesn't have it. Some want to say there's a third area. The Maharshoah at the end of Kiddushin, as a famous kasha, usually when you make a Siyamah Kiddushin, Rabban always said tilta, so they talk about the Masho. The Masho is Kasha. The last Mishnah in Kiddushin says, "Even Avraham Avinu kala tera kula ad shalai nitzis." Avraham Avinu fulfilled all the mitzvahs, even though he was only mitzvah and sheva mitzvahs ben enerich and a mitzvahs nila. Nevertheless, he volunteered on his own to fulfill all the mitzvahs. So the Maharsho talks about a Kasha. How come he married Hagar HaMitzvahs? The Torah says he's not allowed to marry a mitzvah. The din is that Amayni v'la Amaynis, Mayavis v'la Mayavis. So there the women may marry into Klal Yisrael. An Amaynis or a Mayavis, Rusa Maravia may marry. But if you have a mitzri, so there you don't darshan mitzri v'la mitzvah, and the mitzri is also a surah. But Avraham Avinu was so shrewd, and he kept all the mitzvahs, so how come he married Hagar HaMitzvahs? That's what they get. Mishnah says Avraham Avinu fulfilled all the mitzvahs, so there's nothing to do. He was Mekayim all the mitzvahs for the Maharsha, and that's Gimon, the last Zatim Kedushin, he asked Prakasha, if he was really so prim and he kept all the mitzvahs, how come he married a mitzvah? It's one of the leading of the story, not allowed to marry a Jewish mitzvah, not allowed to marry a
mitzvah.
The reason why you're not allowed to marry a mitzvah. Because of the mean to the Jews in Eretz Mitzrayim. But that was Avraham Avinu lived before the whole story. So that's the question. Whenever the Torah gives a mitzvah and gives a reason for it, so is the mitzvah really a historical mitzvah? Like Achilas Matzah. It says you should eat matzah and shech the Korban Pesach to remember, you see it's Mitzrayim and to remember. And yet the Chumash, according to the Midrash, the Chumash tells us that Lot was baking matzah because it was Pesach. And says that they shechted the Korban Pesach. Right, that's what the Beis HaLevi has, the whole Arichas. That whenever you have a mitzvah that's given, seems to be given for historical reason, but we see that the others fulfilled even those mitzvahs that were given for historical reasons. We see, like the speaker said yesterday, that the history was rigged in order to bring about a mitzvah. Because of the future, that's why the past happened like that. It's not because you don't have causation in history. You always have to think of causation because it's something that happened in the past that led to something in the future. We have sometimes the causation is the reverse. That's the Beis HaLevi has a long drosha about that. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is something to come about in the future, that's why he arranged that the history should be in the past like that. The Ribbono Shel Olam have a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, and a mitzvah of matzah and mora and so on. But he arranged to have a whole story with the Yisrael Mitzrayim in order that these mitzvahs should make sense. But the mitzvah he really wanted to have, that's the Beis HaLevi has the whole area. So that's the question of Avraham Avinu volunteered to fulfill matzah, and he volunteered to fulfill Korban Pesach. Why didn't he volunteer to fulfill this mitzvah as well of mitzvah? Yeah, he was a rush. No, the Pasuk says he ate matzah. Even the Shoyim, they also come to his neighbor. They also eat matzah. Mitzvah is a mitzvah. The Torah, they don't have it. Mitzvah is a mitzvah. But this is the kasha that the Masha has. It's not a different thing. Listen to the kasha. Everybody talks different things. They talk about the kasha. Hakav Yankov Avinu married two sisters. What's our kasha? If Avraham Avinu was Tim Kalatar Kula, so why didn't Yankov fulfill also their kasha? So the Maharal in Prague has a Terry, Ramban says, but that wouldn't answer by Hagar. Maharal in Prague has that your friend has a Terry that solves both kashas. He says, oh, it's only volunteering with this essay. He didn't volunteer with this Lois essay. He says, in this Lois essay, there's no kiyum, there's no kiyum amitzah. The guy doesn't eat trace food and he doesn't shave with a razor, it's not Mechal Shabbos. He didn't do an Aveira. But that's only if he's mitzvah. Let's say someone is not, let's say, Kohanim are not allowed to be Metamel Meitzim, but I'm not a Kohen, I'm allowed to be Metamel Meitzim. A volunteer ain't a Mitzvah of the Yerusha. I will not go to any funerals, I won't be Metamel Meitzim. So what's the key on this? If a woman volunteers to sit in Sukkot, she volunteers to shake the woman, so that's ain't a Mitzvah of the Yerusha, but she gets the key on Mitzvah. But let's say a Kohanis volunteers not to be Metamel Meitzim. That's nothing. Like I volunteer, not like a Goy will volunteer not to be Metamel Meitzim. And the Lord says that there is no key on. There's no kiyum on a mitzvah. That's it. You can say, "Ain't a mitzvah of the yaitzah gets a kiyum." So, kaidem matim tara. Everybody, all the others, are ain't a mitzvah of the yaitzah. So they got a kiyum on mitzvah. They volunteer in this mitzvah. But the volunteer alone, that doesn't make any sense. Everything was ain't a mitzvah. What did Avraham Avinu gain by fulfilling anything? Samatayim. We must say it. So he had some kind of Kedusha to enjoy. Therefore, there was a Kiyum. So the Maharal Mishra Kainer, the Kiyum only was. Adam Silvius, the Kiyum only makes sense. I'm Nitzvah. I'm Nitzvah's Loisa say, it doesn't make sense. The Kiyum volunteers. That's what he wants to say. But others say differently. Other Rishayim, Akhoyim, Matum, Nasa. The Kiyum of Avraham Avinu, Kala, Tulu, includes both the Essen and the Lavin. So that's why the Maharsha asked this Kasha, and the Ramban talks about the Kasha, how did Yankee marry the sisters, and how did he marry the mitzvahs? The songs are answered like this. They say that a mitzvah is also because they have a label of being from that nationality. Like Amoini, Mayovi, Yadaymi, mitzvah. They come from that nationality. So when the person is a goy, he has yachas. He has yachas to his wife. There's an issue for the husband and the wife. And there's a yachas to the members of the family, and there's a yachas to a nationality. When the goy converts, so since he had a yachas to that nationality the minute before he converted, so when he converts, even though Gershon is Geyer, so he's no longer related to his original nationality. But the Torah says it is, that since the Shas HaGeirus, the second before Geirus, he was a Mitzri, a Daimi, or a Amoni Mayovi, so he became that shame even afterwards. But let's say the conversion was gone through in two steps. Let's say somebody is an Amoni, Mayovi, Mitzri, Adoni, and then they become an Eved Kanani first. And then after being an Eved Kanani for a minute, or for a year, or for 10 years, then they convert and they become a Yisrael Gomer. So maybe the thing is that an Eved Kanani ain't no Yaha. Eved Kanani ain't no Yaha is not close to any Yichas they possibly have whatsoever. So they're not just Yaha, it's back to their nationality. Just like an Eved Kanani has no Yaha between a husband and a wife, and he has no Yaha, he's more home than it's the same thing. And Eved Kanani has his mother and both have the same pasuk. Shvulacham parim ha'hamor, amadayim ha'hamor. That a hamor has no yachas of issues and he has no yachas of kurvus mishpacha. So Eved Kanani also has neither. And maybe there's a third thing over here that Eved Kanani has no yachas to a nationality. So Avraham Avinu married Hagar HaMitzris after he was mishachar her. First, he didn't live with her while she was a shidcha. That's another one of the mitzvahs. You're not allowed to live with a shidcha. So when he was holding by marrying her, when Sarah suggested that he should marry Hagar HaMitzris and she should have this clue to have children, Sarah will have children because she'll give over Hagar, so then the son of Avram was Meshachar Hagar. So at that time it was Meshachar her, it's shy to say that since she didn't go directly from the state of Mitzris to become an Israeli, there was a long time period in between. During this time, she was the Shimchak Nainis, and at that time, the Kori one could have applied the cloud of Eved Eino Yachas. So during that time period, the Yachas to the nationality of Mitzri was Paka. What would be the din? Now we don't have the din because we no longer have the Ramon folks anymore that both and Chere Bilbul of Kolo and Kula. So we don't have Amari, Mayavi, Mitzri, Vedavi. We don't have any of these dinim. But the Kaidim Sancheir. Kaidim Sancheir is that they have these dinim. What would be Halachah Mai? We would be in such a case. And Amari, Mayavi, Mitzri, Vedavi converts to become an Eved Kanani. And then after that, he converts in two stages. And after that, he becomes the Yisrael Gomer. Will he be also love of the Kala Shemana? Maybe not. Maybe he would, because that ain't no Yaha.
After the ship was
before she married, before she married the love, and after she was Shachar, she was a ship of tennis. So
what did
she do before that? First, he took him into
this and he made him into a ship of tennis. And then after many years, he was Shachar, and he married her. What did Shachar,
she was turned to her Yaha, the fact that he got rid of her? No, that's a suggestion, as some say, maybe not.
Hold on.
At the moment that he was his guy, right before he came here, he was a mitzvah. He was an offering, often happy at that. But then at the moment that it's misguided, the Torah says that that same history that he had retains with him, he labeled his guy's omission. But at the time that he was this guy, he converted from a mainstream to become an Eretz Sinai, and then as later he becomes Yisrael Gamur, and maybe during that interim period, during which time he was an Eretz Sinai, maybe that time he lost the Kol Yachah, and then when the second stage of the Kedushas Yisrael is attained, when he becomes Yisrael Gamur after the Shifur, maybe then we don't label him as a mystery anymore.
So let's say that
you
have a
Shifur,
and
you
shot him. A few years later, the guy pulls him over, and he's the guy running that.
Of history in the shrine was Paka. And then later on, after she became the Shachar, so there's nothing to pin on her. She's no longer a mystery. Did he go directly from being a mystery to becoming a traitor to Mura? But since at the moment, the second before Gera, she was a mistress, I labeled this one as a mistress. She's not still above the Paka.
Even every time you say,
what? She's a Shachar. Yeah, let's say an Eretz. Somebody was a mystery. And then it became an Eretz Sinai. And then later on, he's a Shachar. Maybe he'll be moved above the Paka. That's the Shah Allah Hamashi. What's the deal in such a way? He's not mentioned in Pogs, what is it? Maybe it's Taka Muslim. Maybe it's
Muslim,
that's the Shah.
Are there any Mamzer Faruga?
No.
No,
the Mamzer says there's no Mamzer.
The Amatina are all right.
Yeah, but if a guy, let's say, lives with an Ashishish, a guy Ashishish, and they have a child, the child is not a Mamzer. But the child converts later on. He's a regular gear, like anybody else. There's no Mamzer. The Gemara has discussed in Gittin, in Perek HaShaleach, what's the din of a chatiyeh and a chatiyeh ben chayrin? But the Kiddushin talks to the rain, Kiddushin talks to what's the shayla? We have a pasuk, Yikach Ish Isha. So the Gemara says, Yikach Ish Isha, you have to take a whole wife. In the Kaddish, a chatiyeh Isha, Arei Chetchech Mekudesh Asli. So the Gemara says the Kiddushin is not found. That's the Gemara Kiddushin later on. So learn up in the pasuk, Yikach Ish Isha, and Zayin Amad Al. So learn up Isha, Aloi Chatiyeh Isha. So what about Ish? What if a chati ish is mekarek an isha? So that's the Gemara has a topic on that. What's the din? If a chati yev is a chati ben chayim is mekarek an isha, do you say kiddushin toksin? Or do you say ain't kiddushin toksin? So the Gemara says, let's bring a raya. Whether kiddushin toksin or not, let's bring a raya. And there's a braita that says, that if a shor hamuad kills an evit naini, so the Baal HaShor has to pay, shloshim shal evit. If the shor comes, kills an Eretz Sinai, you don't pay. Bala shor noki. So the Gemara says noki me shloshim shalevin and noki me koifer. A shor comes shahar gets the item, the baal doesn't pay koifer. And a shor comes shahar gets the item, the baal doesn't pay shloshim shalevin. But a shor amur shahar gets the item, ben chorin pays koifer. A shor amur shahar gets the item, pays shloshim shalevin. What if the shor amur kills a chati yevet, the chati ben chorin? So what do you pay? So the price is that simple. You pay. Well, it's a chati yevet, so the Baal HaShor has to pay half the shloshim shalevet to the yadon. And it's a chati ben chayrin, so the Brisa says the Baal HaShor has to pay chati kofer to the yorshim. Chati shloshim shalevet to the yadon, and chati kofer to the yorshim. So it's a chati yevet, and a chati kofer. That's the Gemara in Gittin. So the Gemara asks, but if you're going to tell me that a chati yevet and a chati ben chayrin is then kiddushin toksin, so how can the guy have any yorshim? That's the Gemara's passion. I'm going to give him around. See, I'm in Kiddusha, Bab Kiddusha. This is going to say that ain't Kiddusha Tosh in the Chatsi Yad and the Chatsi Ben Chari. So the Gemara asks, Yorshim in Ole. How can you have any Yorshim? So the Gemara says, maybe you're right. Maybe the Brisa means, you should have given Chatsi Koyfa to the Yorshim, but there are no Yorshim. The Brisa says, then you should have kept the Brisa and brought up. There's no one to give it. That's what we want. Very lethal vein look. Should have given Chati Kofer to the Yorshim, but there's no excuse. The Tzadik has a comment on that Gemara. What did Marsh talk about two different things? If Gemara starts off a shiny boy, Amen Gimel Maraos, and Zit Mechadisha Chati, Avra Chati, Mechadisha Chati, Avra Chati, Mechadisha Chati, Mahu, is it good Kiddushin or not? What's the shadow of the Kiddushin Tosin or not? And Gemara says, and if you hold any Kiddushin Tosin, he can't have any Yorshim. Why can't he have any Yorshim? He can't give a Hechatim to somebody's Yorshim, let's say, Yitzchak Reuven is Bo Al Eshes Ish, and they have a baby who's a mamzer. They have a blood, the blood is a mamzer. So Reuven could not have species kedushin with the Eshes Ish. Kedushin tells an Eshes Ish. But let's say Abo Al Achoyser. Abo Al Achoyser is then kedushin tells. He couldn't have species kedushin. Then they have a baby, the baby's a mamzer. The baby does the Yashin the father. Of course the Yashin is the father. The Mishnah is mamzer. The Mishnah says, Nish Yesh Lavein Yikom Okum. The Gemara says, Afi Lo Mamzer. A mamzer is also considered a baby. Mamzer Yashin is your father, why not? One funny day in Rishon that a mamzer doesn't get kishmaya. Not Rishon. That if Kor is a mamzer, he doesn't get kishmaya. It's treated like a poshim. We don't pack it like that. Poshim. It's not quoted. So it's a good one to quote all the funny things. It's one out there.
But you
said
that there was a Rishon?
The Gemara says it is a chati yem as a chati yem come with Mekadosh and Isha. You say yeh kibush and tofsin. So if he's Boal or Isha and he has the children, those children were not Yashin from him. Why were they not Yashin from him? And if a man is bala chos the tema, the matol yoshin the kedushin. If a man is bala chos, the man is bala leishesish. So then kedushin tells us between the father and the mother, but the children are mitzvahs after the father. Why does the Gemara say over here differently? He held that a chatiyah and a chatmacham cannot have different kedushin with the isha. So what? So the bottom that he has are not mitzvahs after him. These two are not totally different. The Taisa says, yeah, that's by arayit. It's not told by leishesish. By bala chos, it's not told. Yesh Lema, the Sovra Hashan, but over here it is Tolik. What's the reason over here why Yanki Dushan Tolkien? Because the Chati Eved is Yanki Dushan Tolkien, he's Eilo Yachan. So it's not that in the same part, it's Shulda Chan Poyim HaChamor, Hama Doim Al HaChamor. The Eved Eilo Yachan means two dinim. Number one, that he has no speaking to Dushan. He can't have Yachan to a wife. And number two, he can't have Yachan to children. So the topic of the Gemara was, what's the Allah of Chati Eved? What's the Allah of Eved Eilo Yachan? Doesn't mean an Eved doesn't have Yachan? Or an Eved has a nitzka from having Yaka. It's impossible for the Eved to have Yaka. Why not Kamina? If he's a chassi Eved, a chassi Mechon. If the din is that an Eved is a blank, the Gabi Yaka, he can't have Yaka, but if he's a chassi Ben Chorin, but if he's not a chassi Ben Chorin, he can have Yaka. He should be able to have Jesus' condition, and he should be able to have Yaka to his children. He's go all the Yisho, the children will be with Yaka Zachra. But if you hold that the din is not only that an Eved is a blank, an Eved is an X, an Eved is a negative, an Eved is mufka from having Yaka. So even if it's a chati yev and a chati man chorin, he also can't have any yachas. Neither yachas. He can't have yachas of tzitzis kibushin, nor can have yachas of the bun tzitzis yachas akro. That's the same as explains in the Gemara. The Gemara says like that. It's one point that tells you about dinim. But in Eved, ain't no yachas, he's between half committed. One dinim that he can't have yachas, he should. The second dinim that he can't have yachas with his children. So that was the Gemara's topic. What if a person is a chassier of a chassier of a chassier? Should we say that every name of Yachas is a blind? But he's not a chassier of a blind, but he's also a chassier of a chassier. So that's a plus, that's a check. He can have Yachas because of a chassier of a chassier, but then he has three distributions. And then the bottom will bring this Yachas in the Achro. But if you hold that an Eved, Eilo Yachas means that an Eved is Mufka from having Yachas. It's a negative din. Not just a blank, Eilo Yachas, he just doesn't have. No! An Eved is Mufka from having Yachas, but even if it's a chassier of a chassier of a chassier, the Chatzieved cancels the possibility of Yachas. Even though the Chatzieved should be matured, the Chatzieved cancels it. If Eved is a blank, so the Chatzieved current is a plus.
But
if it's a negative, then it kills the Yachas. So the Gemara holds, if it kills the Yachas for Tzitzis Kiddushin, then it kills the Yachas for Yerushim also. Not the same as any Kiddushin tells us in Bachoso, or any Kiddushin tells us in Meishitish. Somebody's Boal Achoso, Boal Meishitish, and Bahar did the men of Mamzer, so then the Mamzer does Yerushim from him. The Bar Mamzer Yachas Achro, even though he couldn't have any species solution with somebody. That's a different thing. The father who is Baal HaChotzo, the man is Baal HaShish, the father of the baby, is a Barachi of Yachas. He's not Mufka from Yachas as an individual. He can't have species solution with this woman because it's Arayas. It's a different thing. But Yachas he can have. He's married to his own wife. He can have species solution with other people. So with the children are Mamzer. They can have Yachas Akra. But the more stuff is only was by Yevet. That's what they said. Because in Yevet, maybe Mufka from Yachas. When he's Mufka from Yachas, the issue is that he's Mufka from Yachas. Of course, with the Yorshin. That's what the Gemara
said.
If it's negative or negative or nothing. That's the Gemara. The Brisker of explains. It's three fires. The Brisker of explains. Maybe he catches, maybe the Brisker means that you ought to have given, you should have given Chatzi Kaifa to the Yorshim, but it's impossible to have Yorshim, so maybe you don't have to pay the Chatzi Kaifa.
Yeah,
my Shurahu has killed the Chatzi Eved, the Chatzi Ben Kaifa.
Does that say Mumai Shatul Goy? That's
the same exact thing? Mm-hmm. I'll take that. Only if it's Shamot Shulden at its 90, then it takes Goy. So most of the Yisrael, then you take those.
So all the way up and up is they want to be near the journey and having a Yerushan else.
That's the Mar Shaila, can he have Yerushan?
So
the Mar Shaila can
he go
in?
So it's
Isaac Yerushan. 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 You can't pay for this, if he's still alive, then you can't pay for this. Mar says, Shatoi Trefo. Mar says, the Shabbat made him a Trefo and he collects his own Kuiper. Comes into Bethany, he's a gracious and he wants to collect it up. He wants nothing good, as long as he's able, as long as he's still alive, as long as he's breathing, so he doesn't collect any Kuiper. Yeah.
I don't go to the
Yadam.
I don't go to the
Yadam. The Yadam is not the Yerich. The Yadam, we say, you're asking, why not say Masha Kona Evit Kona Rabba? So the Gemara says, no, that would be good if the Kri of Kofa would be to the Horug himself, and the Yarshim get it because they Yarshim the Horug. But then you say the Yadam picks up from the Yevin himself. But the thing is, the Kofa doesn't go to the Horug. The Kofa begins, the Kri begins, sets out as going to the Yarshim. There are no Yarshim yet. The Gemara says, if an Evit, Chati Evit, doesn't have any Yarshim, so there's no one to give it to.
Essentially, he's a guy who, because of his services, becomes a Jew.
So the child is now, whether the children are not Yahoo gift to him.
When Yoshaka was done, he has to keep all the
tithes about it. Why does it every time he has to keep all the mitzvahs that are issued this time? When Yoshaka is not even all of it, that's the topic of the Gemara. That's the topic of the Gemara, just to keep it. This is Zin that's learned out from the Pasuk. Shvulacham Parim Al-Hamor. Men Gim Lamed Alam, Asahu Zidin. Am Adem Al-Hamor. And it tells you that Evan Ein Lo Yachas, not the piece of Kiddushin, not for Kuruva with the children. So the Gemara Gittin has a topic, what's the nature of that din? Whether Ein Lo Yachas means a blank, he doesn't have Yachas, but if he's a Chatsi Eved, he's a Chatsi Ben Charin, then he will have Yachas. But he's saying, no, Evan Ein Lo Yachas is a Mufka from having Yachas. And even if on the other hand you have in the same person, you have a Chatsi Ben Charin, it doesn't help. But the Chatsi Eved is not keying him from having any possibility of Yachas. That's why the Gemara puts the two shilas together. Hashkar Eved Kana Rab only applies if the Skus Mom goes to the Eved, then the Rab gets it. But his meaning is that the Kofa never goes to the Horu. The Kofa begins by going to the Yosh. Never goes to the Horu. If the Horu is still alive, he doesn't get it. If the Horu is dead, then the Mom says the Yechid doesn't go to him. The Kofa has to begin by going to the Yosh. If I'll begin, the Chati Eved doesn't have any Yosh. The Kofa doesn't get off the ground. Why would the Chati Eved go to the No, the more than that, they're not the same. So the only possibility of having a chatiyah with a chatiyah is if the other belongs to Tushar.
Right.
One has
a
chatiyah, then it's a
chatiyah
with a chatiyah.
Doesn't
it work
by
the
glorious
heaven? No, the Gemara says the Chiyah begins with the Yosh. The Chiyah is directly between the Baal Abahim and the Baal Asher Amur. He goes to the Yosh, not to the Yosh.
Not
even the Yosh at all.
Actually, from the
Rabbi Yael, aren't you expecting
that the
proper
goes to the
client
part of it?
Okay. Also. You have such a similar point with respect to Ria. The thing is that on Shalosh Shabbat, on Pesach Shabbat, the Torah replies, Yerech Hol Kurha, all the Jewish men have to walk into the Azorah and bring a carbon, oilless Ria. You don't require that each person should bring his own carbon. You can have 100 people together, chip in and buy one carbon oilless Ria. You can have Gan's car, it's not to buy it. It's cheap. All six million Jews, whatever, you can add all 12 million Jews, participate to buy one carbon of a tree. But the din is everyone has to participate in being a piece of shutas in a carbon of a tree. That's the din of a tree. So the Gemara has a shayla and machlekes on the first parak in Chagiga, beginning of Chagiga. What's the din of chatiya with the chatim in Chur? Is the chatiya with the chatim in Chur and chayiv in oil tree? Or is he part of oil tree? What's the question? So Rav Zalman explained, they haven't seen Hashem, Rav Zalman explained the Shadow of the Stalin. Why is the Nevet part of the Riyah? Why is he part of the being of the Regal? They can say two ways. Number one, Aliyah the Regal is only an obligation on the men. The women should be worth all school for. The men are Mephiyah, the women are not Mephiyah at all. So any mitzvah that the women are not Mephiyah, so the Yevet Kain is not Mephiyah. Now the Kain is only Mephiyah, the mitzvah is Kisha. We learn out from the past, it's Lola Meisha. So whatever mitzvah the woman is part of, the Yevet Kain is also part of. They might say the other time he's part of Aliyah Regal for the same reason that the Isha is part of, not Mechuyah. Or you might say that it's a separate Zerah HaKosu. That's what the Gemara brings up a point. The Pasuk says, Shalosh Pal Moshani Yerba Kol Kruha Tnei HaAdon Hashem. So when you write in that Pasuk, Misha Ein Loi Adon Ela Hashem. The only person who has to be other regal and bring the other three is the one who is a servant directly of Hashem Yisbar. But the Eved, Tnaini, Yotza Zesh Yesh Lo Odin Acher, the other time he has an Odin Bot of Adon, and an Odin on top of the Odin of Bot of Adon, that's Shnei Odin Hashem, but he's not Mechuyah to be Ola Rek. So the Dinsk Rav explains, that's the Shaila that he's more worthy to do. If the Din of Eben is that he's not Mechuyah in Ali Ola Rego, because he's not Mechuyah in the Mitzvah that women are part of him, women are part of him Ali Ola Rego, then that's only if he's a full Eben, but if he's a Chas, so it's a blank, and Eben is not Mechuyah, but if he's a Chas, he has a Chas, he has. But the chatzah ben chan that he is mechayiv to be other regal. But if you learn out from a pasuk, it's pnei ha'odin Hashem, you have to say she is ha'odin acher, then Eved is muska from the mitzvah. Not some that Eved is not mechayiv, it's a blank. Eved is negative. He has a story, he's muska from the mitzvah. Even if he happens to be a chatzah ben chayiv, he'll also be muska, he'll also be pasuk. So that's how we pass from Allah, that a chatzah Eved, a chatzah ben chayiv, it's pasuk ben ariyah, because we learn out from a separate pasuk. Not only is the Eved pasuk because he's not mechayiv, he's not mechayiv in the sense that the women are not mechayiv. The women are not mechayiv in Riyas Panim. It says the Yerukh is a churcha. The whole Tisham Noshim says Eved is not mechayiv. It's more than that the Eved is not mechayiv. He has a positive tour to have kof in the mitzvah. Even a chati Eved is a chati Mechayiv. It also be positive from Ali Yolareg.
Why do you
think that? Bidman Azeh, the Gemara says we don't pass from Azeh. Because Bidman Azeh, you have a takana takanoim. It's mechayiv in Bisham and Bithilu. In Gittin, if you have a chati Eved is a chati Mechayiv, so Bisham may say we make a takana de Rabbanon that the organ is obligated to see the Eved tonight. Even though Bithilul originally didn't hold that takon, but the Mishnah Achreina, the later Tanoim write that the lady is because of Bithilul the Horus did a Bishama. Bithilul later on thought that Bishama is right. They changed the stock and they decided to pass like Bishama that you should make such a takon of takon. So whenever you have a Chatiyah with a Chatiyah with a Chatiyah with a takon of Rabban, you must be Mishakra. So the Gemara says, even though you weren't Mishakra him yet, and even though they're still a king in Israel, but from the Rabbanon, they made a Hefka Ben Hefka, so they were Machir, the king of Mammon. But the Yevah doesn't have any other Rodham. The Chatz Yevah, the Chatz Menachurin, doesn't have any other Rodham. He has Ein Lo Adon El Hashem. He only has Yevah and Tani Adon Hashem. The Chatz Yevah, the Chatz Menachurin, is Manazeh. After the Takonis, the Phil Meshamai, is no longer an Eved to an Adon. He's an Eved to the King of Nisraan him, but that's not called an Adon. An Adon means the King of Mammon, which makes the Yevah work. Now, Allah, Allah, Ma'i, said, is Manazeh. We pass him that there is no such thing as a Chatz Yevah, the Chatz Menachurin. It does exist, because whenever there's such a situation, some of the Rabbanim, he's not an Eved at all. He's not even a Chatzi Eved. But Kodim Takonot Bishil L'Meshama. Before they made that Takonot, that there did exist such an animal, a Chatzi Eved, a Chatzi Mechayrin, so then the Gemara says that he would be Potter from Ali Ola Rego, because Eved is a Hatko, Eved is Mufke. Eved is Potter from Ali Ola Rego. Not some Eved is not Mechayrin, Eved is Potter.
Is an Eved Ibrick considered as if he has Adon?
No.
Yeah.
Only in every time.
Yeah.
Every degree,
right?
But even though he has a chassid ben chayrin, he's got the chassid ever is muska from Mali Olarek. But isn't just like that because the ever is part of the mitzvah that women are part of the mitzvah, the ever is not mechuyah. But in addition to being an ever, he's also a chassid ben chayrin, so the chassid ben chayrin is mechayrin.
Okay.
It goes back to the Tour or the thing. No, but he has a tour that he's positively positive in the mitzvah. Not just that he never was obligated to do it. He has a positive tour from doing this mitzvah. Somewhat nice. Even if he happens to be at the same time a chatzi ben chayrin, but the chatzi ben is positive from doing this.
It's one body.
The same body, so he has his suit. You don't say Chati Yad Chati Nechamim is a half and a half. It's one person with two dinim, chal on the same one person. That's how they say Shem Chaim. It's one test with two gavros. The Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Chati Yad Chati Nechamim cannot blow shofar even to the Mochi himself, because the Yotzi, the Baal Takeh has to be a Mechui Bedova. So here, the Chati Yad Chati Nechamim is going to blow shofar for himself. So an evidence comes from Kiyas Shavuot. The Gemara says, "Loyosi Tzad Abdus or Matik Tzad Chayv." The Baal Takeh is a Chati Eved, and he can't be Moiti himself with a Chati Ben Chayv. So the Velt is Takasha. So how can a Chati Eved be Chati Nesan like two? An Eved is not tied in two. Just like an Isha is not tied, but a Ben Chayv is tied in two. So if you have a Chati Eved be Chati Nesan, he has to put on two. He puts on two, so the two is half on the arm of the Eved and half on the arm of Ben Chayv. What if I put the on your arm? That's no good. I'm putting on the wrong arm over here. So they say the same Chaim, that it's a close kasha, because the chatiya, the chatiya is one chetzi, it's one person. Just there are two dinim superimposed on him. He has a shem head and he has a shem ben chorin. One on top of the other. It's not that that half is that and that half is that. It's one person with one body with two dinim on the whole body. He has a dinim, the whole Evan has a dinim, the whole human being has a dinim of an Evan, and the whole human being has a dinim of a ben chorin. Has two chalashem on top of him. It's not that it's the other half and this other half. Same thing. He's obligated to hit Kiyas Shofar because the whole body of the person is a Ben Koran. So he's a Chatzim Koran. But he's unable to be the Baal Takeh for anybody, including himself, because the whole person of this individual, the whole body of the individual, is a Chatzim Koran. He has a Chal Hashem Eved on his whole body. So he cannot be a Baal Takeh because in a certain sense he's not Mechuyev with him. But by tefillin, the chassid ben chorin is mechayim. There is no thing that an eved is on. Eved is mufka from tefillin. There's no special problem on this. By yichud, the Gemara has a topic. Eved ain't lo yachas. Maybe that is mufka. That it's a negative thing. It's mufka from yichud. And by aliyah laregel, we pass in like the Gemara says, there is also a hafkor. By tefillin, by sitting in sukkah, by lulav, there is no hafkor. Because there the dish says that an eved is not mechuyi. But if he's a chassid ben chorin, then he is mechuyi. Aye, but if he picks up the lulav in the estric, half of the lulav is being held in the wrong hand, being held by the chatzi eved, so the answer is no, there is no. You don't divide every molecule, every atom, whatever, every cell in his body in half, it's half eved, half unchor. It's one body, it's one person, but two chal hashem, it's on top of him. And it's both chal hashem. The Gemara learns that another halacha from the Parshas Akedah. It says when Avraham Avinu was about to shech his son by the Akedah, by Yikach the Machelis, Lishcha says Benoi. So the Gemara says in Kulin, by Yikach, he took the Machelis, Mikas, and this person did he ride it in. Kira sounds like it's a Dovah HaMikalta. He picked something up, picked up the knife in order to shech the son. He derived in this person that you cannot shech the behemoth the Mechubah Lekar. Kita has to be done after the Tolkien. He shechs the Mechubah, it's Tolkien. It's Machlein Kisatan, right? One time it says, no, Yahushu. And we taught him that it is a good yalkut. We taught him that it's a school. Let's say there's wood that's attached to a tree, and the wood is back.